Okay, I think we're just about on time. So I'm going to welcome you all this evening. It's my great honor to be a part of this very special council meeting celebrating 150 years of Burwood Council. I declare the meeting open for Wednesday, the 24th of July, 2024, at 6 p.m. Tonight, we come together to commemorate our past, celebrate our present, and embrace the great opportunities that await us in the future. As we move into the formal council meeting, I would like to acknowledge that we have many special guests here with us this evening. The Honourable Ron Honig MP, the Minister for Local Government, Ms. Sally Sutu MP, the Federal Member for Reid, my fellow councillors, and the many past mayors and councillors that are here with us tonight and their families, General Manager Tommaso Brassesi and the council staff and directors that are present, and also our members of the very cherished Burwood community. I would now like to invite Father James up to the lectern. Father is from St. Paul's Anglican Church in Burwood to begin with our council prayer, and I ask you all to please be upstanding.
Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for the way that you have blessed our community of Burwood over the past 150 years. God of all peoples, we recognize, acknowledge, and thank you for the traditional custodians of the land upon which we now live, the Wangal people of the Eora Nation, who for countless centuries tended and cared for this land. And we pay our humble respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Loving God, we ask for a flourishing community where neighbours learn to love each other and to care for one another, and where all are welcomed and nurtured. Eternal God, you have created all peoples and all of creation. Help us to care for all people and for your beautiful creation. Open our hearts and our eyes to see our communities as you would have us see them. Help us to find courage to sit and hear others when so often we want to be heard first. You are good and gracious, O God. Let us see all people as your children, for you have created us all. God of tender embrace, you grace all people with an equal measure of your love. Let us learn to love our neighbours more deeply so that we can create and sustain a peaceful and a just community. Inspire us to use our creative energies to build the structures that we need to overcome the obstacles of intolerance and indifference. God of grace, please grant to our Mayor, John, and to all of our councillors, along with all those who serve our community in any capacity, especially our federal member, Sally, and our state member, Jason, the humility and grace to serve others as they would wish to be served. Almighty God, we commit to you the future of our community, praying that we will always be guided by the spirit of justice and the spirit of love. We pray this for your name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Father James. I would now like to call on and invite our local elder, Auntie Deb Lennis, to give a welcome to country.
Birrawaygo, Nandinya, Birrawaygo. I'm a proud Darawal woman. I am a local elder, and as you heard, my name's Auntie Deb Lennis. I have the honour of welcoming you all here this evening on behalf of the Wangal peoples of the Sydney Basin. Sydney Basin are the lands that are bordered by the Hawkesbury River to the north, the Nepean River to the west, George's River to the south, and of course, the gorgeous coastline along the east. Within those lands, 29 different Aboriginal languages are spoken. Birrawagal, Nandinya Birrawagal, Wan Yaranaigara, Dai Nariyarang Gurugal, Yanganan Nangun Birrawagal Burungni, Dinai Nara, Ni Naranaba Nangun Warren, Nawe Nungubai, Nangana Ganana Banana Warawa, Birrawagal, Nandinya Birrawagal. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. The Wangal peoples lived here at this place. Tonight, I welcome all of you. Please look at this country, the country of my Aboriginal ancestors, past, present, and we are going into the future. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture is the longest continuous living culture in the world. However, this land is and always will be Aboriginal land, as we've never ceded sovereignty. However, we do lend this land for you to share your stories with us as part of Australia and as part of Burwood Council, that's for sure. And so I welcome each and every one of you here tonight, and congratulations to Burwoods for 150 years of its continuation and serving the community. And what a community, and how much it's changed in those 150 years, that's for sure, and even prior to that. So on behalf of all the Inner West Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, I do say Birrawagal, Nandinya, Birrawagal. Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
Thank you, Auntie Deb. Thank you, Auntie Deb, once again. And I too would like to acknowledge the Wangal clan, the Eora Nation, who are the traditional custodians of this land. And I too pay my respects to the elders, both past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to other First Nations people who may be present here this evening. We move on to item three, which is the statement of ethical obligations. I just remind councillors of their oath for the affirmation of office under section 223A, the Local Government Act, and their obligations under council's code of conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. I also note to the gallery and to the council meeting that these meetings and council committees are audio recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of meeting minutes and promoting public transparency. They are promptly made available for public review via the council website. Tonight, we are also live streaming this council meeting into the community hub, and we'll be retaining a video recording of the meeting for our local history collection. I note there are no apologies or leave of absence by councillors, as they are all present. Declarations of interest by councillors. I note that there are no declarations of interest. Declarations of political donations. I note that there are no declarations of political donations. Confirmation of the minutes for the meeting held on the 25th of June 2024. It's been moved by Councillor Hull, seconded by Councillor Manor. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. I will now move to the mayoral minute, which is the item for this evening, and then we will move into other business. Excuse me. So item MM4/24, commemorating 150 years of Burwood, which is my mayoral minute for this evening. This year marks the 150th anniversary of Burwood Council, which was incorporated by proclamation in the Government Gazette on the 27th of March, 1874. The first council was elected on the 9th of June of that year, and the newly elected council met for the first time on the 24th of July, 1874, 150 years ago to this very day, in the St. Paul's School Hall located at Burwood Road. At that time, Burwood was a quiet village with only 1,200 residents and around 300 buildings. It had no sealed roads, public buildings, or parks, and even no electricity at the time, but was already connected to Sydney and Parramatta by Sydney's first passenger railway line. The newly proclaimed municipality's southern boundary was Liverpool Road, beyond which lay the even more sparsely populated village of Enfield, which later became part of the Burwood municipality in 1949. Despite raising just $256 in rates revenue in its foundational year, the Council of 1874 approached their duties with determination and foresight. Their efforts, along with those of the subsequent councils, have shaped the Burwood we know today, a place we all cherish and proudly call home. Burwood's story is a testament to the resilience, unity, and spirit of its people. Throughout our history, we have demonstrated an unwavering commitment to progress, inclusivity, and shared values. From the careful stewardship of the Wangal clan to the challenges of the colonial settlement, the growth of the 20th century, and the dynamic social and cultural changes of the 21st century, ours is a special history, and each one of us contributes in our own part to it. Born and raised in Croydon, I have personally witnessed the transformation of our community. I fondly remember my childhood days working alongside my father in our small convenience store in Croydon, and my adventures riding up and down Murray Street on my bike, the street where my family first lived when they migrated to Australia from Lebanon. I often admired the beautiful Federation and Victorian houses with their character and charm, matched only by the local people whose love of the area inspired my deep passion for the community. Burwood has always exhibited a strong sense of community, demonstrated through its wartime efforts, its adaptability to change and progressive ideas, its warm welcome to newcomers, and the way we support each other to thrive, demonstrated most recently during the COVID-19 pandemic. Again, together, we ensured our most vulnerable residents remained safe and connected and worked tirelessly to see our community bounce back and recover once again to thrive. Since its formation in 1874, the Burwood local government area has undergone remarkable transformation and growth. In 2024, Burwood's population has surpassed 42,000 residents and is projected to exceed 73,000 by 2036. Over the past 150 years, Burwood has evolved from a secluded rural retreat into a vibrant and colourful multicultural hub, pulsating with energy and optimism, thanks to our budding nighttime economy and renewed arts and cultural scene. Burwood has been shaped by successive waves of migration from around the world. Following World War II, many migrant families from Europe and Great Britain came to the area via Woodstock Villa in Burwood, which many of you would know is the Woodstock Community Centre, which served as a migrant hostel at the time. More recently, newcomers from Southeast Asia, the Indian subcontinent, and other regions have settled here alongside the more established European communities, creating the diverse cultural melting pot that is Burwood today. Today, Burwood is the fifth most culturally diverse community in Australia, with 58% of its residents born overseas and 63% speaking a language other than English. We are renowned as a destination for our rich cultural diversity and distinctive dining experiences. We have more than 100 dedicated community, sporting, and faith-based organisations that support and cultivate our rich community life. Burwood also boasts some of the best schools and educational institutions in the country, and thousands of businesses who are the lifeblood of our city centre and neighbourhood centres. Importantly, we have also embarked on a journey to connect with country and learn about the stories of our Aboriginal past and present as we walk towards reconciliation. Remarkably, we survived the amalgamations of 2016, and that's a bit of a story. And we continue to stand strong as a modern and forward-thinking council with effective partnerships with all levels of government, our neighbouring councils, local business, and the community. With the impending arrival of the Sydney Metro and our vibrant economic growth, Burwood has cemented a strong position within global Sydney, embracing a progressive outlook for the future. We continue to adapt to the evolving needs and aspirations of our community, earning us the reputation as the city of transformation. Over the next 3 years, we will deliver over $100 million in community infrastructure, building on our legacy for future generations. While much has changed since 1874, when the first council under the leadership of Mayor Richard Wynne was formed, our commitment to conserving our heritage remains strong. We continue to honour and protect our unique heritage, character, and rich history. And it's importantly the stories of our community progress. To commemorate 150 years since the formation of council, we have been leading a year-long series of special events and projects to mark this important milestone in our history. The Burwood 150 Years program has united the community in celebration, ranging from intimate events of reflection to the Burwood Street Party, which drew a crowd of 20,000 people. New public artworks, special commissions, exhibitions, and historical tours have shared the stories of Burwood's places, people, and cultural icons. It is evident that the spirit of past milestone anniversaries in 1924 and 1974 have been matched in 2024. I would like to recognise and thank the Burwood 150 year anniversary steering committee, who worked alongside council staff to bring these initiatives to life. Thank you. Tonight's special council meeting continues our celebrations. It gives me great honour to officially launch the Pictorial History of Burwood by Roger Coombs and published by Catherine Warne of King's Clear Books. Commissioned by council, this book chronicles the 150 years of Burwood's development with over 180 carefully selected photographs, keeping our history alive and accessible to our community. I would like to express my gratitude to Roger, Catherine, and the council staff who worked on this project for their dedication to sharing Burwood's history. I am also proud to unveil the Mayors of Burwood portrait series by artist Suzanne Diaz, presented at the rear of the conference room here tonight. While the portraits only feature some long-serving or distinctive mayors, it is important to acknowledge all 62 mayors who have served Burwood since its formation. Some of our past mayors are present tonight or represented by their families, and we are honoured to have you here. Equally, I am pleased to open the Grand Homes of Burwood exhibition tonight, soon to be enjoyed in the community hub. As the longest serving mayor of Burwood, I take great pride in commemorating 150 years at the Burwood municipality tonight. And I thank my fellow councillors for their support. May we reflect on the achievements of the past, celebrate the vibrancy of the present, and embrace the great opportunities that lie ahead. Councillors, my mayoral minute. I therefore move that Council 1 acknowledges and celebrates the 150th anniversary of Burwood Council, recognising the significance of this milestone in our history and commending the united efforts of generations of mayors, councillors and residents who have shaped Burwood into what it is today. Acknowledges and thanks the General Manager, Tommaso Brisecci, and the council staff for delivering the successful Burwood 150 Years program and for their ongoing service to the Burwood community. Recognises and thanks the Burwood 150 Year Anniversary Steering Committee and our key partners for their dedication and commitment to supporting the Burwood 150 Years program. Councillors, over. Any speakers or questions? There being no speakers or questions. Yeah, Councillor Cron? We're going to keep, because of time issues tonight, so we're going to stick strictly to 3 minutes.
Yes, sure. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, fellow councillors, distinguished guests, Borough Council staff, members of the 150-year steering committee, ladies and gentlemen. 4 years ago, in the previous term of council, my notice of motion proposing the establishment of the Borough Council 150-year anniversary steering committee was carried unanimously. So it is with much delight that we have arrived here today, as planned, to recognise and celebrate 150 years since the very first meeting of Burwood Council. I am proud of the collective contributions of the steering committee. Together, we have achieved some great outcomes, which began with the digitising of Eric Dunlop's Harvest of the Years, the story of Burwood, released 50 years ago in celebration of Burwood's centenary. Our committee created a year-long calendar of special events and activities, including the fabulous Burwood Street Party in March, where 20,000 attendees braved wet weather to join in our celebrations. We have had the opportunity to bring to life many stories of notable former residents of Burwood, from the Toohey's Beer Brothers to the creator of Mr. Squiggle, Norman Hetherington, to Arthur Yates of Yates Seeds and early composer Miriam Hyde, AO. I am pleased too that we have finally claimed ACDC Young Brothers as the Boys from Burley Street Burwood, and that Council has begun placemaking their world famous stardom through the installation of mural art in their honour close to their family home, and also the compilation of the ACDC medley brilliantly showcased by the Adult Glee Club Choir at our street party. It's great too that ACDC has finally acknowledged on social media that Burwood is where it all began for them 50 years ago this year. COVID afforded me a little spare time, and I used this opportunity to revisit the remarkable story of our first known landowner, colonial landowner, Sarah Nelson, who arrived in 1790 as a fee-paying passenger aboard the all-female Third Fleet convict ship, the Mary Ann. Sarah was the convict wife of Isaac Nelson, and she was granted the first land holding by Governor Francis Gross in 1793. Her 15 acres of farmland is included in today's Croydon shopping village. With the assistance of the Anglican Church's head archivist, I located her burial site at Liverpool, where she was laid to rest in 1817. I also discovered that Sarah and husband Isaac's Nelson's story from their early start in England is included in Robert Hughes's notable book, The Fatal Shores. As much of the 150-year committee's work was focused on reflecting and revisiting Burwood's past, I was also mindful of the need that when today's anniversary arrived, it will be a time to pause and to celebrate this momentous moment, but equally then to look forward and welcome in the next exciting chapter that awaits Burwood with much confidence and inclusion. Today is my last council meeting after being honoured in serving two terms on council. And I do thank you, Mr. Mayor, for the privilege of serving with you and our Labor team. It is through your support, Mr. Mayor, that we've been able to deliver very many great outcomes for our community. For this, I sincerely thank you, our Labor team. I acknowledge my Liberal colleagues and our Green, who I've had the great pleasure of working with, and we have enjoyed a very positive relationship. I pay tribute to the people who deliver these outcomes. They're here tonight. They're our talented and hardworking staff, from the general manager to the directors and to the staff here in our new admin building and to our workers on the streets of Burwood. I conclude in recognising our very first female mayor, Leslie Ferner Cook, here tonight in our front row. And I'm so glad you're here, Leslie. I thank you for your contributions over many years, both to Burwood Council and to local government New South Wales. You have been a mentor from afar to me. I leave here today as the 10th woman elected to Burwood Council. I also recognise that those women who have served before me, with the first female councillor being Kathleen Kanzler, elected to this chamber in 1965 from the great Australian Labor Party, of which I am a proud member. I look forward to my next chapter with the Health Services Union, and tonight I wish you all well, and I congratulate Burwood and its community on 150 years, which have been very well done. I look forward to your next chapter.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you, Councillor Crine. Any other councillors wish to speak? There being no further speakers, I'll put the minute. Councillor Hull, did you wish to speak?
I just wanted to make some brief remarks, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to say, firstly, to all those who've gathered here this evening, including former councillors, former mayors, and distinguished guests, it is a great pleasure and privilege to be serving the people of Burwood in its sesquicentenary year. I am the third generation of my family to have lived in Burwood. My children will be the fourth. It began with my grandfather, Dr. W.J. Hull, who settled in Burwood in 1925. And who practiced medicine as a general practitioner for most of his life here, as did my father, Dr. David Hull, who practiced medicine like his father did here in Burwood all his life, actually. As a family, it's been a great joy to see Burwood thrive and prosper and grow and develop in so many ways particularly over my lifetime. Suffice to say, my family have known a good many personalities and characters in Burwood. I might just mention a couple. One was Dr. Leslie Parr, who was a great friend of my grandfather's. He was a specialist rheumatologist who was also the MP for Burwood for a number of years between 1951 and 1956. He also had consulting rooms in Macquarie Street and whilst serving as a member of the Legislative Assembly. He was a titan of the medical community, and there are many stories, which I'm sure you can find in histories of Burwood. Another character was Sir Bertram Stevens, who was a resident of Croydon. He was the UAP member, actually, for Croydon between 1927 and 1940. Very well known to my family, particularly to my grandparents. I might mention Sir Bertram was a keen supporter of the Burwood branch of the...
Just conscious of time.
Certainly.
I think you're deviating a bit from...
A little bit.
So I might just keep
wrapping up. I beg your indulgence, but...
I'll get you to wrap up, please.
Certainly. But I was just going to mention Sir Bertram Stevens was a keen supporter of the Far West Children's Health Scheme, of which my grandmother, Mrs. Claire Poolhull, was the president. But it's wonderful to see Burwood prosper and thrive, as I remarked earlier. It has grown from... its agrarian origins to a cultural thriving metropolis, and I'm immensely proud to be serving the people of Burwood.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any further speakers? I'll put the minute. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. I'm now going to move a motion that we suspend standing orders because we have a number of guest speakers. Be moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Esper. All those in favour, those against, that we suspend the meeting. Those against, declare it carried unanimously. I will now like to, if I can, invite the Minister, the Honourable Ron Honig MP, Minister for Local Government and a member of the Legislative Assembly, member for Heffron, Leader of the House and Vice President of the Executive Council, to address Council tonight. Welcome, Minister.
Mr. Mayor, can I recognise the traditional owners of this land and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging? Can I also acknowledge my parliamentary colleague, the very eminent and popular member for Reed, Sally Situ, councillors, former mayors and councillors, council staff, former council staff, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It is a considerable honour for me to be here 150 years after the first Burwood Council meeting. And I hope that my presence as Minister for Local Government gives Burwood Council really the impetus that it needs to continue its outstanding contribution and development to New South Wales. I'm a passionate believer in local government. I spent 30 years in local government before my elevation to Parliament. I passionately believe that local government is not just the vital third tier of government in Australia, but is the most important of the tiers of government in Australia. No tier or level of government impacts upon every citizen every day, whether that citizen knows about it or not. No level of government directly impacts upon the quality of life of its citizens than local government. What local government is able to achieve for its community is immeasurable. It is beyond just the traditional local government services. It can generate an economy. It can generate employment. It can generate cultural diversity. It can generate businesses. And no council has been more successful than Burwood Council. It is a shining light amongst 128 councils in New South Wales. And a simple visit to this council area will tell you that. And that comes from sustained civic leadership. Now, you, Mr. Mayor, I have known for many years. He was the youngest mayor of Burwood, I'm told, which you share with me. I was the youngest mayor of Botany. He is the longest serving mayor of Burwood, some 17 years, and of course was elected for most of that term by popular vote, as I was a long serving mayor of Botany, elected by popular vote. He also leads the Southern Sydney Regional Organisation of Councils for the last 12 years, having taken over from a less eminent president than the one that preceded you, and that was me. So I go back many years with John and many of his councillors, and I have always been aware of his commitment and dedication to Burwood. I am aware of the contribution made by the elected representatives of this council, because you can't achieve the significance that you have managed to achieve in this council area without the civic leadership, without the commitment and dedication of councillors, without the commitment and support and professionalism of your staff. But most significantly, you cannot do it without the support and endorsement of your community. And that's been one of the reasons that Burwood Council has been so successful, because you've been able to achieve these significant changes with the support of your community, with the endorsement of your community. In politics, irrespective of what level you serve, it's not good enough to be right, because you have to take people with you. And if ever there is a shining example of civic leadership, it is right here in Burwood, as you've managed to make these significant changes, as you've managed to play an overwhelming part in addressing Sydney's housing shortages, how you've managed to encourage the New South Wales government to provide better and efficient transport links to cater for that population. But more importantly, you've utilised those infrastructure commitments to maximise its utilisation. When I visited several months ago and saw for myself many of the immense contributions and the immense changes of Burwood and how that's been achieved, I must say I was in awe when I left this council area. And I say to the citizens of Burwood, from somebody who visits most councils in New South Wales, you should be immensely proud of the achievements of Burwood Council. A council that recognises its history, recognises the contribution made to this area by its Indigenous residents who can trace its history back to some 70,000 years and build on that history and heritage and create a modern, vibrant, multicultural community with a vibrancy that is the envy of most council areas in Sydney. So might I, on behalf of the New South Wales Government, Mr. Mayor, congratulate Burwood Council and its people on reaching 150 years, and I wish you all continued success in the future. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Minister. I would now like to invite the Federal Member for Reed, Ms. Sally Sutu, to the lectern to give her address. Welcome, Sally.
Thank you very much, Mayor Faker, and what a privilege it is to be here with you on this really special occasion. And if we were to think about what this meeting would have looked like 150 years ago, I imagine that it would look very, very different. There perhaps was not a mayor of Lebanese background, not a female federal member of parliament. And perhaps as well, there was not Auntie Deb or someone of her background to provide an acknowledgement of country. And I want to thank her for that beautiful acknowledgement and recognise that First Nations people have been caring for this country for more than 65,000 years. And that is something that we ought to be proud of and to celebrate. And they have gifted us an idea of custodianship, the idea that we are all here in service of others and we ought to leave this place better than what we found it. And when I think about the idea of custodianship, strikes me that that is exactly what councils practice. Councillors and Mayor, you are custodians of the community here, and you are all stewards of this amazing, vibrant community, and you have overseen such growth and progress here, and that is something that you all ought to be proud of. If we think about the long arc of history and how it's wrapped around this Burwood community, there are many things that have echoes. I saw a photo of a vaccination van that was out on Burwood Road providing vaccinations during the Spanish influenza. And again, not so long ago, we had another pandemic. But the arc of history has certainly changed in Burwood, and we have seen progress, not only in your elected representatives, but we've seen the village shops replaced by Westfields and Burwood Chinatown. We've seen party pies replaced by dumplings, and the shandy at the pub replaced by bubble tea. But that progress has been remarkable to see, and it is something that I think we ought to really cherish as we celebrate the remarkable history that is the Burwood community. And that is something that really excites me as well. The changes that we've seen, but also the vision that you as a council have. And I want to congratulate you, Mayor and councillors and all the council staff, that the vision that you have created in this community, and we have all benefited from that, the diversity, the richness of the cultures, that we can celebrate Moon Festival, Nepali Day, the Greek Festival, that that is all being celebrated in this, what is really a tiny council, but is so big in heart. And what really excites me is the vision that you continue to have for the future, preserving our heritage in areas like Croydon, but acknowledging that we need to do more on housing affordability, and you have been at the very forefront of that. And I congratulate this incredible council for the hard work that they have doing on pushing to increase the number of homes that you are building. And may you celebrate these 150 years. And Mayor, I think you have been around for many, many of those years, and just really want to recognise your leadership and thank you for the incredible work that you have done here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sally. I would just like, we've got two more speakers, so I'd just like to invite Rose Palmer to give her address. Rose is our 2024 Burwood Young Citizen of the Year and currently in her final year at Burwood Girls High School. So welcome, Rose.
Thank you. Before I begin my speech, I'd like to acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation, the traditional custodians of the area. I pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. I acknowledge and respect their cultural heritage, beliefs and ongoing relationship with the land. Good evening, Minister Honig, Federal Member Sally Situ, Mayor Faker, councillors and other distinguished guests. I'm honoured to speak to you today about the future of Burwood through the eyes of the youth. I remember one day I was scrolling on Instagram when I saw this video of this lady. She had come to Sydney from another country and was getting on a T2 train to come and eat food in Burwood. As someone who grew up in the area, I was confused and a bit amused by the fact that someone would come all this way and come to Burwood. Even when I meet students from other schools across Sydney, most and say that I go to Burwood Girls, most of them can't point out Burwood on a map, but will tell me some random food you can get here. So Burwood is becoming a hub. A hub where youth love to hang out, shop, eat, and study. Every day, the library is filled with students, and you can't walk through Burwood Westfield after 3 on a school day without seeing hordes of students meeting their friends and getting a snack before they go home. And who can forget the viral sensation Burwood Chinatown, currently boasting over 31,000 Instagram followers, which is more than CommBank Stadium can hold. All along Burwood Road, you can see Burwood truly becoming a place that reflects the cultures present in the area. One thing I love about Burwood is their commitment to youth voice. With every decision about the future of the area, the council consults the youth on their ideas and perspectives of the changes, whether that is a survey, asking the Burwood Youth Action Group, or a focus group at one of the local schools, or employing me, a 16-year-old who had never even applied for a job before, to be a youth engagement officer for the development of their youth action plan. I very much enjoyed my time working for the council in this role. The people I worked with and talked to were very kind and supportive, even though I felt out of my depth at times working in a role like this. Fostering the strong commitment to youth voice today is what will enable Burwood to continue this positive trajectory into the future. As we look towards the next 50 years, we can also see the community groups and organisations that support the young people in the area of Burwood and give these kids the understanding of what local community is. From scouts to religious groups, to language schools, to sports clubs, the positive impact these groups have made and will continue to make on the young people of this area is immeasurable. I have no idea where I'll be in 50 years' time, but what I can say without a doubt is that the future is now. We are seeing all these changes happen around us. And in my short lifetime, I've seen Burwood transform into such a great place to live, learn, work, and play. We are meeting the challenges of the future, and showing the rest of Sydney how to adapt to our ever-changing world. Thank you, Borough Council, for creating a community where we can all thrive. The Council's combined efforts over generations has given us the Burwood of today and a strong legacy that we promise to carry forward. Together, we will continue to nurture this place we call home for future generations. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose, and thank you for all your contributions in providing your feedback to our many community. I know the staff lend on you most times to get your feedback with your group. So thank you very much. Finally, I would like to call on Tommaso Brissetti, our general manager, to give a reply back to council. Do you want to use it? On behalf of the council staff. I'd like to put pressure on him. Keep him standing.
Well, thank you, Mr. for the opportunity. Well, firstly, we'll take the opportunity. There's no doubt on behalf of the executive team, the management team, and every single staff member here at council, I'd like to express how honoured we are to be serving and working for such a fine council and a great community like the one at Burwood. I'm confident, very confident in saying that every single one of us who works here thinks of public service as both a responsibility but also a privilege. And many of us, myself included, have grown very attached to Burwood over the years and its people particularly. As evidence of that, tonight we've invited a special group. There's many staff mixed in the audience, but there's a special group of people we've invited, of staff who have worked with Burwood Council in excess of 20 years, some 30 plus, and I'm told there's a few who are reaching 40 years. So they're in there, the heroes, hidden. So 30, 40 years, we're talking a lifetime of dedication to this community. And if I may, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to highlight two amazing stories of two of our employees, only because it shows the incredible connection that the organization has to the area and its history. So the first staff member is Grant Trevina. Don't stand up, just say hi, Grant. Put your hand up, is that right? So Grant has been with Burwood Council for almost 30 years. So he's working in both our mechanics team and our waste services team. Grant's father also worked for Burwood Council for in excess of 30 years, also in the waste services, and many of his uncles on both his mum's and dad's side worked for Burwood Council. The story keeps going because Grant's grandfather, David Trevina, was also employed by Burwood Council, and he started, we tracked the payroll file, he started with us in 1932 at Enfield Aquatic Centre. Grant told me that the whole family, many of them, lived for many years in Enfield in a lovely house in a little street that is now called Trevina Lane, in honor of the family. So an amazing intergenerational story right there. Thank you, Grant. The second one I'd like to point out is Andrew McClure. I saw Andrew. Just put your hand up, Andrew. This mate. Andrew is one of our rangers, or community safety officers, as we call them at Burwood, and he's been with us for almost 15 years. His family have lived in Burwood, in the Burwood LGA for four generations. I'm told at Beresford Avenue in Croydon Park. And the connection with Andrew is actually on that wall. Andrew's great-grandfather was Mayor William Flockhart, who served as Mayor of Enfield in 1938 and then became Mayor of Burwood in between 1954 and 56. After Enfield became part of the Burwood municipality. And it was Mayor Flockhart who met with the Queen when she visited in 1954. If the name is familiar, it's because we have a park dedicated to William Flockhart. So the extensive works the council undertook on the Cooks River and the southern end of our LGA were done during this time, his time as mayor, and turned the foreshore, if you like, into the beautiful reserve that we enjoy today. And the park was named Flockhart Park in his honour in 1958, 1 year after he passed. And so Andrew tells us he thinks of that every time he goes on his patrols around the area, and he can see his great-grandfather up there. So it's an amazing connection again. And so I'd like to, in conclusion, Mr. Mayor, just echo your views that the celebrations tonight are also an acknowledgement and a thank you for all the hard work that our employees have done for this community over 150 years and continue to do now with enormous pride day after day. And sometimes like Grant and Andrew, very late at night and very early in the morning, to keep Burwood beautiful, safe and vibrant as it is. And so a very special thank you to all staff, past and present. Let's join me in search. And lastly, Mr. Mayor, a special thank you to you and the councillors for your continuous guidance and leadership. It's an honour to be serving alongside you for the fine people of Burwood. And I wish everybody a great night.
Thank you, Tommaso, and to the Minister, Sally and Rose, for your speeches and being here tonight with us, with our other special guests. Have I got a motion to move back into the council meeting? It's been moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Esper. All those in favour, those against, declare it carried unanimously. I note there are reports, no reports to council. So there being no further business, I declare the meeting closed. At 6:51 p.m. So thank you all for joining us to mark this special milestone in Burwood's history.